T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
248-539-9797. Our excellent producer, Greg Hargrave, a graduate of the University of Michigan, and we were just saying he's probably, if you had to rank them, more of a Michigan basketball fan than a Michigan football fan, but it's close. And he was talking about the unabashed joy he had watching Michigan State lose, and it's just so uncharacteristic of Greg to feel that way. Other people, it wouldn't surprise me at all.
In some ways, I compare this to you guys wrestling, where wrestlers will, quote, turn heel.
Oh, yes. Hulk Hogan went from bad guy to good guy to bad guy.
Right. When Hogan went NWO, I got a feeling like this is kind of like Greg going to Rieger. I didn't realize there was the darkness there.
See, here's the problem. I would say the problem. Here's what it is. It ain't turning, man. Always there.
Mm-hmm. You've always been evil.
This is the astronaut in me, man. Oh, Greg doesn't want MSU to win? Mm-hmm. Oh, and never have.
Yes. I didn't realize the pleasure you take.
All right. Let's get some texts and then we'll get some phone calls. My joy and laughter was in thinking about Valeni's guts churning after that bungling loss. As a Buckeye, never cheer for any team from this state. My second favorite team is always the team playing the team up north. That's from Steve. Loser mentality there. Greg, that's kind of sad. Stoney, it's always been this way. Michigan fans get more pleasure out of watching Michigan State lose than Michigan win. The other thing is all my Michigan, and then his friend, the tic-tac stopped. I'm a Michigan fan. Greg's feelings toward Michigan State basketball is a sign of a true loser. Shut up, a-hole. That's Roger in Mount Clemens, a fellow Michigan fan. I absolutely feel giddy. I can't wait to bathe in Valenti and Rico's tears at 2 o'clock. Rico and Mike are like Greg. They openly say there's nothing better than hate watching and taking satisfaction. When Michigan loses, they think you, Stoney, and John are the odd ones and disingenuous.
And that's fine that they do.
Yeah.
I have no problem with Rico and Mike doing that.
No, I understand. That's part of the rivalry. Yes, exactly.
But one part of I do get up, kind of bent out of shape a little bit out of, was, look, towards the end of the Beeline and Izzo era, I think there's a lot of people that were saying, oh, why can't we beat Duke and Carolina? Well, because honestly, there's a little bit too much rooting for the other side.
Yeah.
There's a lot of bit too much like, oh, well, I'm so happy for Izzo. I want Izzo to win that second national title. Carolina and Duke don't feel that way.
Probably not.
No. I don't know that we're necessarily rooting for Izzo to get his second national title, but I'm not rooting against it.
Greg, I think you have a healthy respect for his professional career, unbiasedly, but
right.
When you look at it from the rivalry standpoint, you hate him. You know, I also listened to those guys yesterday afternoon, and they were talking about, you know, the one that got away in Michigan State where they maybe stumbled, and it was the Butler game, which I agree with in the Final Four. But I also think they were excuse-making a little bit because they referenced 09 here against Carolina.
Right.
And saying that there was just no shot going in. Bull crap. There was no shot going in for Villanova. You had a chance. You didn't win.
Yeah. And you know, like, hate watching. Like, I can't hate watch in terms of if my team is not playing. It just I have not cared that much about other teams and what they do if I'm not in the game.
So don't hate watch Ohio State football?
No, I don't turn it on. And I turn it on to see what we'll be facing at the end of the year. It's a scout watch. And I said this yesterday. Michigan State, I want them to win every game up until they play Michigan because I want them to be undefeated. Same thing with Ohio State. Now, Ohio State missing the kick, you know, as the ball dropped on New Year's Eve, that was enjoyable. But I wasn't turning it on and hate watching. I did take some glee in that. But that's Ohio State. I don't have that same
hate
watch for Michigan State.
Let's talk to Kathy and Frazier. You're 97 on the ticket.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy.
I just wanted to say that I'm so surprised that anyone would be surprised that Michigan fans would not root against Michigan State yesterday. It goes both ways. We're from a my daughter graduated from U of M, and she can't even go on Facebook when Michigan wins a game or Michigan beats State. So it goes both ways, and I think the vast majority of fans from each school feel the same way that I do.
Which is what? So you're a Michigan fan then, right?
Right.
So did you get glee in watching Michigan State lose yesterday?
Absolutely. And I think if it was the other way around, it would be the same way.
I get it.
Anybody who thinks differently, it's just, I mean, that's the rivalry. That's the way it is, you know. So, I mean, there's no surprise, and I wouldn't be surprised or upset if State fans feel the same way, because I know the majority of them do.
Yes, they do. Thanks for the call, 248-539-9797. Kerry in Waterford, you're a 97, won the ticket.
Oh, it's great to be a Michigan fan today. And I actually agree with that last caller because she is right. I did get satisfaction. And, you know, when we were in the playoffs, you know they got satisfaction when we lost to the TCU. So,
but Kerry, I just don't understand. Help me when you say it's great to be a Michigan fan today. We were not invited to the dance.
And they weren't invited to the playoffs. So the next day they had TCU shirts on at the basketball game.
I don't care.
That's just how it is, man. So I'm 50 years old. It's always been that way. It just goes that way. It's she's right. It goes both ways.
Listen. I think there's been I think the Michigan State football success over the Antonio years, the little brother comment from Mike Hart has done some reversal damage almost to Michigan fans here that we're kind of finding about. And I still think for basketball, was it 2000 at Chrysler when Izzo took the opportunity to run it up?
Yes.
The game at Breslin, assist game.
I thought the one they scored over 100 in Chrysler. That one year when Michigan was near rock bottom.
They might have.
Yeah. They ran it up because he could.
Okay.
Yeah.
And he did. And guess what? I never took that personal because, you know what? Don't cheat. Don't have a filthy program. Don't then ignore your program for 7 years. Michigan fans, I think, are butthurt by some of these things is what we're finding out.
I don't have a problem with Izzo running up the score. Like I wouldn't have a problem with Harbaugh doing it or Howard or Tucker. Like if you're in that game and you're that much better that day, hey, it's our job to stop you. I don't care what's going on in the program. I don't care what's going on in the rivalry. Stop them. Like that is it's in the moment. Like I don't get it. Like I don't have a problem with if you want to keep scoring, fine. I've got to try and find a way to stop you from scoring.
And that's fine. But I'm going to root against you when you play a high-level college basketball game in the NCAA tournament.
Okay, that's again, you could watch however you want. But I have a problem with it when if I'm sitting there going, I'm happy that they lost when I wasn't even a part of the tournament. Like I just can't get that. I can't connect those dots.
I'm not replacing the emotion of, hey, Michigan played and they lost. I'm sad. But Michigan State played also and they lost, and I am a net happy on the day.
Okay.
Wow.
Michigan did not play at all yesterday.
Right.
So the only game I had yesterday to watch was Kansas State, Michigan State, which I was emotionally invested in.
Would you have rather have had what happened yesterday? Would you rather have this tournament that you had with Michigan not in it and Michigan State losing and your school not even getting there, than opposed to like if Michigan won like one round or whatever and got in and then Michigan State lost like where they lived, what they did? I mean,
what?
Thank you. Yeah.
I
mean, seriously, I mean, Michigan sucked this year, right?
I just, to care so much about what somebody else does instead of taking care of yourself, I just, that's where you lose me.
Well, I understand, and I kind of respect it. I kind of wish that I could have been that way, but I'm
last
I'm
night
not.
When Michigan State lost, it was a great game, yeah. And I took it as a great game. I didn't care one way or the other. Honestly, when they lost, I didn't care. Now, if it was Ohio State, sure, I would be happy that they lost. So I get it on that side.
I would be fascinated to have video footage of Greg and Rieger watching a big Michigan State game together that doesn't involve Michigan.
Oh.
I would be fascinated to see that.
They'd be doing shots. 97-1 the tick.
Happy cocktail day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.